The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
You can do a lot in the fall to reduce your pest numbers in the spring. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and the pest patrol at plantersplace.com, and I want to give you a few tips on what you can do before the snow comes and the pests wake up next spring. Now, one of the first things you should do, like what I'm doing right now, or as soon as it stops snowing with our recent little blizzard, is cleaning up the garden. As I go in, all the tomatoes and squash and cucumbers, all those can harbor pests that if I leave them in the garden over the winter, that they just overwinter right there and they are up and at them in the springtime. So that's something you want to do. You want to clean out all the old stuff out of your garden. If you've had disease issues, be sure to bag it up and throw it in the garbage. You do not want to compost that. But if you haven't, you can toss it to the chickens, you can put it in the compost pile, just do something, get it out of that area so you can reduce those pest numbers right in that space. The next thing you can do is actually work in organic matter. There's so many times in so many parts of the country where we want mulch. We want a couple of inches of mulch down. It's beneficial. But there are some instances where this is not the case. So if you've had some really nasty pests this year, one thing you might want to do is till up that soil, to work up that soil to help break that cycle. I know it's counterintuitive for a lot of us, but it does help. So if you're adding compost to the soil, till it into those first few inches. So if there's anything that has already started to hunker down for the season to overwinter, it's going to disturb them and hopefully eliminate them before they have time to hatch in the spring. Now, this is also true with rodents, because some years, as we all know, some are worse than others. Some winters we cruise by, it's not an issue. Other times I've had mice that I've watched outside our dining room window actually crawl up the stalks of sunflowers in the autumn. And that was a terrible, terrible winter, battling them inside the house as well as out. Now, autumn is another good time to kind of get a handle on the grubs in your lawn. So if you're in those areas of the country where the grubs are particularly bad, then this is a good time to attack them. You can, if you're going for an organic option, one solution is using spike sandals. And if you don't have a huge lawn, it could be difficult if you're working with 5 acres. So experts recommend that you water the lawn first because it brings the grubs closer to the surface. And because they say they'll be down 4 to 8 inches burrowed underneath the soil when the cold weather hits. Then you just walk around your yard with spikes. You might get a few looks from the neighbors, but you're going to put a lot of steps on your pedometer. It's going to be good for the lawn. It's not going to hurt that at all. And hopefully you're going to spike a few grubs in the process. Another thing you can do is to add those nematodes to the soil. They do a tremendous job of reducing grub populations, whether you're having issues from the June beetles or even Japanese beetles in many parts of the country. The whole, when you're thinking about how the nematodes work, it is pretty grisly. The nematodes enter the grub from the mouth or the other end. Then they eat the larva from the inside out. It's really, really gross, but it's effective. And, even though we don't deal with grubs in our lawn, because they're dried up so many times, I'm going to share this information with some of my family members back east because they battle them constantly. So these are just a few things that we can all do to be able to minimize the effort that we have to put forth in the spring and hopefully reduce the numbers of pests that we're dealing with next year as well. So for more information on how to handle pests at any time of the year, go to plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.